Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. My wife, Dr. Donalyn Curry, has been talking about receiving. We all know how to give and to receive. Well, we know how to give. We need to learn to receive. We all know how to sow. We need to learn how to reap. And God will build your capacity to receive, because God loves blessing His children. He loves to give you good gifts. That's why He even says, the scripture says, it's better to give than to receive. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him would not perish but have life everlasting. And so we want to learn how to be better receivers. We need to continue giving, showing love, showing mercy, helping out, grace, grace, grace. But let's learn to receive. So let's increase our capacity to receive. Let's pick it up with my wife as we continue.
You are blessed already. You are a king's kid. You are being. You are in the being mode. I am on the pedestal. You say, what does that mean? I'm on the seat next to Jesus. Have you not read in Ephesians chapter 2? You have been seated on the pedestal. Stop taking yourself off the pedestal. He says, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. Like, you're not above God, right? That was Lucifer. He wanted to seat himself above. That's iniquity. Isaiah 14 says, we're not saying, but he says that do you know that God calls us joint heirs and equal? I'm not here to offend you. But when you take yourself off the pedestal and you don't think you deserve and you serve everybody else and then you feel woe is me and you're burnt, spent, and frustrated, guess what? You took yourself. You did that. I'm built to serve. I love to serve. I'll never stop serving. But I'm telling you, I'm going to balance out. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to go have a bubble bath, and I'm going to buy a new. I told you, go buy a new cloak, buy a new shirt, whatever you like. Go for a walk. You invest in you, so you feel good. Because when you feel good about you, love your neighbor. How could he give that man a stranger when we have a need? Don't you think I have a need? I got like every 30 days, like $250,000 every 30 days. Every 30 days, that's pressure. 250 grand. I don't know how much, math guys, how much is that a week? I don't even think about it. 250 grand every 30 days. And pretty soon it's gonna go up. It's like over 300. I'm in the summertime, baby. Wait till school kicks in. And I got over 100 employees, and the buses go back and blah, blah, blah. It's $500 a week in gas alone for every bus, times 15, just for gas. Hello. It's pressure, pressure, pressure. I got to invest in myself. I have to learn how to be so that I can grow my capacity, because I can't make it, and neither can you. I can't stretch anymore, and neither can you. I just need to open up like cupcake hands. I got to get my cupcake hands out and I got to let the Lord grow me for capacity. He does the work. He sends the clients. He puts you in the right place at the right time. One divine encounter. I can try to get 100 students, or one philanthropist can come in and write me a check. Come on, Pastor. Come on. I don't know how. I'm curious how he's going to do it. I don't even try to figure it out. They say, aren't you worried? No. I'm just telling you, I'm not oblivious to pressure. You try to have 100 employees. How many like working with mostly women? Come on, raise your hand. Mostly women all day. Yay. Woo. Fun. I do. I have a few men that work. Pastor Mark works with us. Is it nice? It's a nice atmosphere. But, you know, we have to make it a nice atmosphere. We have to choose every day to put our emotions down. We have to choose to be professional. And you need to be professional at church. Yeah. I'm leaving that church. Okay, well, that's not how you leave a job either, people. No. I'm offended. Somebody said something. Okay, but that's your. But God puts you there, right? So don't get offended. You're just getting your core straightened. You're just, God's working on us. He's the gardener. We're like the garden, right? He's working on you. Let him. Why am I offended? I know it hurts. Of course that person was a jerk. No question about it. They got their issues, but you're not the judge. You're here to work on you. Why am I reacting to the jerk? Why is this moving me? Why is he in my head? Why is that person, why am I over here thinking about that? When I'm supposed to be thinking, Philippians 4 says, think on these things. There's the battle. Take every thought captive. Of course you want to be offended so that the devil can block your factory, your heart, like a beaver building a dam. How far can you get when you're all undone, you're upset, you're critical? If you find yourself criticizing others, you need to do a sabbatical. Go get yourself a bubble bath. Do something. Write some candles. I don't know. But you need to chill out because you got enough of your own baggage. I have enough of my own to take care of. I'm like, wow, did that word come out of my mouth? Come on, somebody. Did I just say that? I can feel it like Tabasco. I'm like a lioness. I'm just telling you, I changed my hair from red to blonde to soften up because I was like fire. I am fire. You know, God said to me, he said, look, I'd like to, he said, are you all right if I just do this? It's a little bit. He said to me one day, it hurt me so bad. I was offended with God. I'm offended. I'm not anymore. I said, I'm doing so good. I'm working so hard for you, God. You know, I'm like scrubbing the toilets. What do you want? I'm ushering. I'm singing. I'm doing the kids. I'm cleaning the plate. What do you want? Right? He says, well, now that you asked, I was on a prayer line. And I was like, yes, anointing, more anointing. They're coming. I'm waiting. Yes, here comes the anointing. And he said, stopped and said, I've seen your lion. I'd like to see your lamb. But that was years ago. Recently, yay, he said, okay, I've seen your lamb. I'd like to see your lion. Balance. So it's not all or nothing. If you're an all or nothing, you better check yourself. And so I started realizing that, because I would say things like, you made me this way. you did this, like, right? And if I don't do the work, who's gonna? Where's Lazy Bone Mary when you need her? Because I don't see her. I mean, how you think this floor is gonna get clean? Like, I used to have all these conversations with at home and work and be undone because he made me, he built me to be able to do. The problem is, he wanted to see more of my not doing, being. He didn't want me not to be a giver. He wanted me to become a receiver and balance. I want you to turn to somebody and give a compliment. And I want you to say thank you. I want you to receive it. I want you to find something. I mean, oh, you have a nice shirt. Like, this is here's how dudes go. They're like, here's a dude compliment. So, no, not from me, as if I'm a dude to you. Dudes don't even know how to, they like joke compliment. Like, dude, guys really come and go, wow, that haircut looks amazing. Your goatee is so handsome. And you know, no, they don't. They're like, lawnmower hit your face this weekend. You're like, yeah. You know, yeah. No, but I want you to genuinely, authentically look at your neighbor and I want you to say something really nice. You know, if you don't, just start practicing it. And I want you, that person to say, and then they do it, find some people. I want you to do this, it's a little exercise. And then I want them to say, and you to say, practice saying, thank you. Thank you very much. I want you to look them into the eyes. I want you to practice right now. Find somebody, come on, somebody. Come on, it's gonna help you. You're growing your, come on. Find somebody, tell somebody something. Find someone you don't know, look around. I mean, I can go to my husband. He would love that. He loves it when I tell him. But I went, you know, I find someone out of the way. Go find somebody. Like, yeah. So good to see you in church. So happy when I see you. I thought about you this week. Does that make you feel great? Hey, I want to give you a word. I feel like God's telling me something to help you. They practice those things. Amen. Hey. Well, you do look very handsome, sir.
Thank you.
We love you.
I love you. you too.
Hallelujah. Thank you, for God, for helping me to be loving and kind in Jesus' name. But thank you very much. I'm working on being loving and kind. So when he said that, that made me feel affirmed. Even though I don't feel loving and kind all the time, right? Even though yesterday I might have had a Tabasco moment. I don't need to share that I had a Tabasco moment. I need to just say, come on. I need to just say, thank you for saying that I'm loving and kind. And even if I'm not loving and kind, listen, call those things that be not. Call those things. Let somebody else decree through a compliment. Right. Expand yourself and say, wow, I received that word, loving and kind. We're going to receive now. We're going to give now. But here's what I want you to do. You need to give. That's the law, man. That's like sowing and reaping. The reason that man did that was because God wanted him that time to be the conduit. Can you be a conduit? That time he was a conduit. But when I look at the stock thing, I mean, I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Like, to more than $24,000. That's like a salary for some people in 3 weeks. And all I did was tell you what God told me was, I want to start receiving. That's like supernatural. And then you say, well, I'm jealous. I'm mad. No, don't be mad. Don't be mad. I can't. I mean, that's God doing it. He wants to do it for you too. That's the thing. But if you got that block, you're mad, you don't think so. It's, you know, okay, well, that's what your faith is going to be, it done unto you as you believe. Why don't you just lighten up, say, you know what, that's great, Pastor. I'm so happy to see the man of God blessed. You work so hard. I mean, you know, people don't even know how much you do. That's a drop in the bucket for what you actually put out. And I thank God that more comes because you are worth it. You are worth it. The sacrifices you and your family have had to make. That's nothing. If that's a blessing, I'm so happy. Just cultivate something different in your brain. Like, get that thought and just begin to massage it. I'm serious. You say, well, how do you get mad? Well, he didn't take it from the offering. He's not taking it from you. I mean, why we're like, I don't know if I like that. Okay, but that's you. Let God deal with you because he wants to get more to you. That's a sign. I'm like, I'm not sure I'm okay with her talking about that. But who's going to tell? Where do we talk about as Christians? How do we encourage one another in business? Whatsoever you put your hands to should prosper. You should be prospering like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. And there should be a constant flow that others can come and lodge on you and who need help. Lady stood up. We were here last night. I don't know who was in the room. Was there anybody in the room last night who heard this statement? Papa. Lady stood up and she said, she started to cry. And she said, I want to tell you on the microphone. We were doing the pinning, senior pinning. She said, I'm so proud of my sister who made it through because she had obstacles and reasons to quit. Like when 2 years ago, a drive-by shot and killed by mistake in the driveway, her other sister and the two-year-old and her two-year-old. And she stood there like a pillar. Am I right? She said, tell pastor, the coach pastor, that's you, muscles right there. She said, tell him I'll never forget. You know what she came after? She says, and how this church went and gave us clothing and food and helped us through it all. I mean, through it all, we did those things. You may not realize. She remembered, and here's what she said at the end. She came to me, Pastor Mark. She said, you know what I want to do? I want to get with you in a couple weeks. How nice she was to me. She didn't demand. I know you're busy. I know you're going. We have graduate. When you have time, she said. Isn't that beautiful? Instead of saying, can I see you on Tuesday? I'm like, well, I don't know. When you have time, she said, I want to get with you and the Pastor Mark, and I want to help put together something that we can affect our community and have a little outreach, that we can help people like you help me with the electric, like you help me with the diapers. Like, we help those people.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state